You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
When you think about yourself growing up as a young girl, a gal that, you know, been doing things at different aspects of your life, of a young girl, do you ever wonder if you made different decisions that your life would actually be different today? What if you got better advice from your mother, or she intervened a little bit more? Well, my next guest is here to share some tips on what every mother should be telling their daughter about self-esteem and relationships. Please welcome world-renowned psychologist, author, and speaker, Dr. Joan Rosenberg. All right.
Thank you so much.
Let's jump right in. Besides being a good role model, what can mothers do to support their daughters in developing healthy self-esteem?
You know, one of the things that when I was thinking about this whole topic was that it's really important for mothers to help girls trust their instincts and to have the girls set high standards for themselves, particularly about being treated well and being and keeping this idea of safety in mind. If I elaborate just for a moment on that, a lot of times, girls will put themselves in situations where they subject themselves to poor treatment, that they allow themselves to be put down, they're diminished in certain ways, they may feel coerced by boyfriends, or feel like they're going to lose a relationship if they don't behave a certain way. And what I really want mothers to convey to their daughters is that they should have, a girl should have high standards for how they get treated, and I mean with kindness and safety never being a threat, as two key examples.
So
there's more.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
I want to hear more.
Okay. Well, I also want mothers to emphasize to daughters that they should learn how to speak up with ease. Again, my thinking around self-esteem is that if an individual has a hard time speaking up and saying the things that they want to say, to whom they want to say them, when they want to say them, and again, hopefully with kindness and discretion, that if they don't do that, they will never, I think, solidify their sense of self or their self-esteem. And that being able to speak up with ease is kind of like super glue to self-esteem. So that I want mothers to also encourage their daughters to speak the truth of what they think and feel. Because that will help them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry. What I was thinking about what you're saying, that is that I remember my son when he was really young. I actually used to role model with him because there were times he'd come home all upset about this and that, and because his friend said something mean to him. And he was like 4 or 5 years old. And I'd role model and act like that friend, and so that I can get him, Cody, to speak up, use his voice in a way not to be hurtful, but to share the feelings. And you just reminded me of that as you're talking about it.
Absolutely. And again, I think what ends up diminishing a girl's sense of self-esteem is because she doesn't speak the truth of what she's experiencing, nor does she necessarily act on the truth. So when she feels a threat or she feels like something's not right in a situation, rather than speaking to it or rather than leaving the situation, she stays in it and then she begins to devalue herself. So this is why I think setting high standards, being able to speak up and say things that she needs to do, that safety is a super important element in any relationship, whether it's a peer, a girlfriend, peer, or it's an emotionally intimate partner or sexually intimate partner, that you've got to be able to pay attention to those kinds of things in order to maintain that high sense of self-esteem.
Right. You actually wrote a book about this, about relationships that girls have. Mean girls, meaner women. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, that's
amazing.
The book is really about the kind of influences, multiple influences on why women treat each other poorly. And again, I one of the key elements in that book, it's really about the need for girls and women to be more authentic with themselves. So we have to tell the truth to ourselves, and then we need to be telling the truth to other women. And so it's being authentic with ourselves and authentic with each other. And the key here around that I see that really undermines things is that, by and large, girls are not socialized well. They're not taught well to handle anger and competition. And I think that this really gets in the way of girls, again, having high self-esteem, because they're asked to shut down on important both protective experiences, and they're asked, they don't learn well how to go after things that they want because they're afraid to be in competition with somebody else. So those were two of the things that were talked about in that book.
That's great. Mean Girls, Meaner Women. It's an excellent book. So what can we talk about when you talk about signs that we, as a mother, signs that may indicate that your body, your daughter might be in a toxic relationship or friendship?
You'll see withdrawal. You will hear your daughter speak poorly about herself. You'll hear her devalue herself. She'll describe not being worthy of good things. Kind of going back to this whole idea that feeling a high self-esteem involves feeling worthy and also feeling capable of going after what you want. And so, again, the withdrawal. You'll see depression. You might see more anxiety. And this fear of going after things, this being afraid to speak up, being afraid that relationships are more important than the fear of losing a relationship that's hurtful is more, she's more afraid to do that than she is to be on her own. So those are some of the things that a mother can look for.
Yeah, I also think that even your grades, the grades start going down.
Oh, and, sure, absolutely. Drug use, grades going down, isolation, all those different kinds of things too. Yes, even a child that changes mood abruptly, so that she's gone from being a sweet child to being an angry, aggressive, or angry, aggressive, pessimistic, abrasive child. Those are also signs that something's going on underneath.
Yes, yes. And, you know, what age should we start talking to our daughters? Is it like I said, for my son, I, you know, talked to him when he just pretty much started talking, going to school, kindergarten and preschool. I mean, really, when is the best time to start talking to our girls?
You know, my thing is you start as young as they can understand what's taking place. All you do is change how you approach language-wise, how you talk about concepts. So that, you know, if your son was coming home at 4, 5, or 6, where he was not being treated well, you just found the right language and the right way to interact with him around that. And I would say the same is true for mothers with daughters. You want to start young. You just want to use language that the child can understand about how important it is to feel safe, how important it is to begin to say stop if they don't want somebody to do something, or also encouraging them to be able to go after things that they want and to be able to handle things if they don't work out.
And do you also, we are at the last, you know, minute here. Is there one thing that a mom can do today for Mother's Day to be able to talk to their daughters? Is there one thing that you advise?
That they can do to talk to their daughters? You know what? Reach out, make the connection. If there's any kind of estrangement, my thing is, and you know, there's some distance, go repair the distance and reach out and tell your daughter how much you love her and that you want to be there for her to support her in whatever she wants to go after.
Fantastic. So much great information. Everyone, go to Dr. Joan Rosenberg's website at drsuzanne.com/Dr. Joan. I so appreciate you coming on the show. And then, of course, you can also go to Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.